This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
It's five questions that were always provided, typically by Pat Smith, today by John Saber. This is what we call Pat Ponders. Brought to you by Alabama Roofing Professionals, the free roof inspections. They're going to warranty all the work they do. Hardworking, honest company, 205-722-ROOF, alroofpros.com. Don't forget about the blow-in insulation service, keeping your home energy efficient 12 months out of the year. Once again, it's Alabama Roofing Professionals, 205-722-ROOF or alroofpros.com.
All right, there are little ones in both of your lives. Obviously, Cole has children, and Landrum has nieces and nephews and whatnot.
And a rabbit.
Oh, I forgot about
that. And rabbit. Yeah. And Willow. Don't forget about Willow.
Well, she's not young, though.
She heard you.
Yeah. Question number one is, what's some advice that you can't give to the young people in your life right now, but in a few years from now, you know, kind of down the line, you want to give them?
Between the age of, I'd say the ages of 18 and 30, you will grow more and learn more about yourself than any other time in your life. And don't rush into whether it be marriage, a relationship, maybe a career, and just understand that there's a lot of growing that takes place. And you learn a lot about yourself that you previously thought, and you realize that that really wasn't me.
So advice that I need to give them later that I can't give them now?
Right. Because whether it probably, I mean, they may be too young to understand, or it just won't hit now, but yeah.
Networking really makes the world go round.
It does. Your dad was right.
And I hated him for it for a long time.
I know you did. Papa T was right.
That and your work will present itself. Just at the end of the day, if you work hard enough, something's going to come of it. That's it. That's all there is. There's no and, if, or buts. Just work, and you will get a return on that investment.
Some good answers. All right. Question number two. Who is or was someone that you have or had a crush on that you're probably embarrassed to say? I'm going to tell you mine right now, Chelsea Clinton. Now, this was when she was younger and had that perm and that kind of ugly-looking hair.
It actually doesn't matter.
I thought she's always looked awkward, John.
That's why I answered mine.
I appreciate you being
honest. She's kind of glowed up a little bit, but.
I mean, I could throw a lot of names out there that would really not be nice to do that. That people, a lot of, not necessarily celebrities, but I'm going to try not to do that. Man, an embarrassing crush. I mean, you know they're out there. You know you got some.
Yeah. Well, I'll go ahead and give you some time. Go to the Golden Girls, Rue McClanahan, Blanche.
Well, I mean, this was obvious.
Yeah, that was
but glad we got confirmation now.
That was the OG Cougar, Blanche from the Golden Girls. It was a phase.
How do we know, but for those of us that weren't avid viewers, how do we know which one was Blanche?
Now, aren't they all technically Cougars?
I guess so. I don't know. I would say she was the most attractive.
Again, how would we be able to differentiate which one she was? Like if we just were to see a rerun with the volume not on?
Betty White. Still going.
I'm trying to think. There's got to be one of those out there. I got nothing for you right now. I'm trying. I'm thinking 80s, like.
Candace Cameron?
I mean, she was attractive, though.
There's
no reason to be embarrassed of that.
I didn't know if you'd moved on.
If you just said Kimmy Gibbler, then we could have talked.
That would have been bad.
Ooh,
yeah,
ooh,
that's a no.
Ooh, Gibbler, no. Naturally, I'm going sitcoms here.
Yeah, see, for some reason, I'm going music. I don't know why.
Paul Abdul, I mean, she was high back in the day.
That would not be embarrassing at all.
DeBrat?
Not attractive to me, no. No. I was going to say Lisa Turtle earlier, but that's not embarrassing because I think she was attractive.
Lars Voorhees? Heck no.
Yeah, no. Lita Ford? I don't know. I mean.
Mrs. Garrett?
short on time. Question number three. Would you rather live in the reality of The Matrix or The Truman Show? As in The Truman Show, where, you know, you're the star and everyone's watching you, but, you know, you're kind of...
I've never seen that
at all times. Or The Matrix, where, you know, computers kind of run everything. Or you can live in, you know, Zion and...
I've never seen the Truman Show, but I feel like I have a pretty good idea of the premise. I'm just going to go with that because I feel like in The Matrix, you really have no idea what's going on. Like, that thing just feels like you never really have it figured out.
No. And I don't want those guys.
Tron. Like, I would never want to live in Tron because do you ever really know what's happening? Like, do you ever really know who's controlling things or what's real or not? So I'll probably say Truman Show.
Yeah, Truman Show for sure. I don't want those creepy guys with the suits and the sunglasses always having to look around the corner to see if they're there. And then what is reality, what's not? And kind of dipping in and out of that, and then
Truman Show. You're at Seaside too, right? I mean, that's got to be a plus.
Yeah, you're at Seaside. Yeah,
probably a little more crowded now, though.
Yeah, but think about it. I mean, if you actually knew that you were in that, I mean, just think about it. They could produce the weather. You could have great days. No, it's definitely Truman Show.
All right, thinking of American Gladiators got me on this one. Question number four. What's a current show or series that's kind of lost its luster for whatever reason that you wish could be as exciting, as big as it used to be? In fact, my answer would be Hard Knocks. Like, for whatever reason, it's just not
as much. I mean, I would just off the top of my head, I'll go Last Chance U. I got through 1.5 of those basketball episodes, and I was just like, it's not the same. It's not doing it for me. I mean, I don't know how much of that is production value or characters or just the fact that it's not football and therefore I can't get into it like I once did. Cause I thought it'd be really interesting to see sort of the AAU side of things and how it goes and different. And I can't, and I'm not saying I'll never watch it, but it doesn't feel like it's going to be anything close to what those other Last Chance U's were fallen football teams.
A TV show that I fell in love with, and I've loved James Spader and a lot of the work that he's done, is The Blacklist. And I know that they've got season 8 that's going to be coming out. But this is a show that I was, it was religious as far as watching and keeping up with. And I feel like COVID-19 and the production and some of the things that were halted with a lot of our shows, it just kind of messed up that rhythm. And now with COVID-19, me discovering all the different streaming options and so many things that I just typically didn't go and look for that I see now that I consume, probably The Blacklist, John.
Yeah, that show started and then just kind of...
It's gotten a little crazy with the
storyline. It's always kind of been just slightly crazy. All right, fifth and final question for today. One animal and all its byproducts has to go away forever. Which one is it? Cow, pig, chicken.
I'm glad you brought this up. This is a perfect transition. The worst thing I've seen.
Can't do away with the. I can't do away with bacon. I can't do away with steak.
It's got to be chicken.
It's got to be chicken. Yeah.
Because I mean,
beef fingers.
We lose eggs, right? We lose eggs and chicken.
You lose
basically.
Chicken eggs. You can get other kinds.
Yeah, quail eggs.
Oh, well, I got other kinds of the other stuff you can get too. That I'm getting ready to tell you about.
Oh boy,
I've seen it.
Yeah, it's got to be chicken. What about you? Would it be chicken?
I think I might drop the pig.
Really?
No.
Come on.
We
got ribs. Really we got balsa butt. Like we got bacon.
I can get ribs from a cow.
There's some pig in Conecuh, and I ain't letting Conecuh go.
No, you're
sorry.
Not.
I gotta have breakfast, man.
Sorry.
I gotta have breakfast.
Conecuh for breakfast with bacon.
Yes. Great questions, John. Appreciate it. All right, that is Pat Ponders, brought to you by Alabama Roofing Professionals, alroofpros.com, 205-722-ROOF.
This is Three Man Front.